bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. On a sidebar, White House confirms an order to eliminate both strike survivors. So Hexef was ordered to kill the people who survived, number one. Number two, Trump is meeting with the national security team regarding Venezuela, and U.S. troops have now amassed in the Caribbean. They are probably going to head to Venezuela. If a war breaks out, then he's going to have to go to Congress for permission. And I don't think Congress is going to give it to him because that would jack the economy. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying. That's just my little thing. But I'm just saying. Interesting.
Number five.
From Fox6Now.com, two people were injured in different shootings today. Here's what they know. On 102nd and Capitol, police officers were called around 7:20 a.m. after multiple people began arguing and did what they always do, exchange gunfire. 35-year-old man was struck during the shooting, transported to a local hospital, non-fatal injuries, no arrest. And then on 46th and Villard, responded to another shooting around 2 o'clock this afternoon, a 34-year-old man arrived at the hospital with non-fatal gunshot wounds. Police said the circumstances led up to the shooting remain under investigation. No suspects have been identified. Of course, if anybody has any information, they're asked to contact the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7360. Or if you want to remain anonymous, Crime Stoppers at 414-224-TIPS. That's weird. Let me see if I can. The story I'm looking for didn't pop up, so it's kind of weird. Where is it at? Okay, I'm going to say it again. Number four. So CBS 58, it didn't pop up. The URL didn't work, so don't worry about it. From CBS 58, United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County announced that Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez Bezos are recognizing the organization with a $5 million grant from the Bezos Day One Families Fund. 32 organizations across the country were provided $102 million in grant. This coming from a guy with, he's like the second richest guy in the world. Anyway, Bezos, his wife noted that on her Instagram post about their efforts. Chief Development Officer at United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, Gina Santa Gatti, said the grants will provide continued support to the Safe and Stable Homes Initiative for years to come in Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha County. Well, that was nice of him. If you could, you know, give me a million or two, I'd be okay with that. Hey, you ever go skiing? You've never been skiing? I've been skiing twice in my life. I've been on snow that was hard. That snow? Look, you could put me in the baby on, what is it, like the white hill is almost flat. Yeah, you don't want me on skis.
Number four.
From JS Online, 14 people last Saturday in Kewaskum had to be rescued from a ski lift. Nobody was injured. Washington County Sheriff's Office dispatched the Kewaskum Fire Department to Sunburst Ski Area just before 5:40 p.m. It was the ski area's opening weekend. Took about 40 minutes to rescue them. In a statement on Facebook, Sunburst Ski Area said the evacuation was tied to a village power outage. Yeah. And that's the problem. You got electricity, you don't have your own generator, and all of a sudden, no power. Where do you go? And how far in there? First of all, I'm not getting on anything that's moving like that that'll take me that high. I do not like heights at all. Oh, and for all you folks that's been eating turkey and food that been sitting around all weekend.
Number three.
From sand.com, norovirus cases appear to be trending. That's according to recent data from the National Respiratory and Enteric Virus Surveillance System. What the heck is that? Reported that almost 14% of tests came back positive during the week of November 15th. It was only 7% in October. Epic Research's Communicable Disease Tracker shows Wyoming saw a particularly high number of cases. Ain't nobody in Wyoming. Between October 19th and November 1st, with 33.2 cases per 100,000 people. Other states hit hard at this time were Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Texas, Alabama. And so the norovirus cases also increased around this time of the year last year as well. So what is it? Well, it's a very contagious virus that causes vomiting and diarrhea. It creates acute gastroenteritis, which is inflammation of the stomach or intestines. According to the Mayo Clinic, it commonly spreads via contaminated food, water, or surfaces. Sounds like a Thanksgiving dinner feast. Many infections come from closed and crowded environments, like your house during 4th of July. Or hospitals, nursing homes, child care centers, schools, cruise ships. Can you imagine getting sick on a cruise ship and there's nowhere to go? Symptoms include nausea, vomiting, stomach pain or cramps, watery or loose diarrhea, low-grade fever, muscle pain. That sounds like just getting old. Anyway, diarrhea, stomach pain, and vomiting, the Mayo Clinic said, usually start 12 to 48 hours after exposure. So if you were somewhere and it was crowded, and then you left, and then you got sick. Be careful. And if you actually end up getting it, what do you do? Well, most people end up getting better within 1 to 3 days. The CDC said there isn't a specific medicine to treat it, and antibiotic drugs won't help as they fight the bacteria, not the virus. So you're just kind of jacked, right? You just get it and get sick. There's no vaccine for it. There's no. So you know what it is. But there's nothing you can do about it. Like, can you imagine that? Where are you going this weekend?
Coronavirus!
Yep. Where are you going? Going to the bathroom for the weekend.
Bruh.
Like, really? Like, what? Like, you're playing? Yeah, I got it.
Back smell dookie.
I just got to sit there and just, That's why you need a library in your bathroom. You need magazines. You need to set up your bathroom like a doctor's office. You got magazines. You got a little TV. You got a radio because you might be there a minute. And I'm just look at him and go, Noro, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Noro?
Yeah.
Noro? Yeah. Interesting. You got coronavirus. We got norovirus. We got just the plain flu, pneumonia, all of that. So the trick is, if you don't breathe, then you're not going to get sick, right? Oh, wait a minute. If you're not breathing, you.
Number two.
See, I'm way off now. So, Christmas shopping. Have you gone Christmas shopping? People are spending an inordinate amount of money for Christmas shopping. We talked about it earlier. $1,000. Today is Cyber Monday. And so I'm not really keen on Cyber Monday, but I did go shopping today. I did go shopping. There were a lot of deals and a lot of things, and I bought myself a new computer. Now, the computer wasn't that expensive, but I bought myself a new computer. One of the reasons why I bought myself a new computer is because the old computer I had couldn't update to Windows 11. And if it can't update to Windows 11, then over a certain amount of time, it's not going to do much. So I had to sit there and wait and wait. And it started running slow. And so most of my software is on the cloud. And then my computer started acting weird. And then some people told me, hey, I got an email from you for a calendar invite. And I'm like, well, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. So, and so I had to go, yep, it's time to go. So I had to wipe that computer. And then I had to go buy a new one. But I didn't see anybody in the stores. I went in the stores on Friday and there was nobody in the stores on Friday. And I don't understand. Well, MSN.com has a great story. This is after 4 days of deal-fueled spending sprees that kicked off Thanksgiving shoppers. Shifted to today. It's Cyber Monday, which is again expected to be the biggest sales day of the year for online retailers. So if you got a big box store and you're not online, you're probably not going to make no money. Walmart was promoting up to 50% off fashion on the website. Amazon was hoping to ply customers with discounts of up to 55%. I bought a computer today that probably should have cost me about $3,000 to $4,000, and I spent $900. And I ordered it, and it ain't coming to my house. I'm going to pick it up. I sent it somewhere else. You know, because your cousins be out there. You know, when your cousins is out there, they see somebody walking up. And you know, the bad part about it, you see the Amazon person and they got the blue jacket with the light blue stripe on it. That says they may as well put a sign on their back that says, when I'm done, you could take it. Because that's what people do. But then people have cameras and all that stuff, so. We'll see.
Number one.
From WISN.com, you might have heard about it over the Thanksgiving weekend. A Kenosha mother's mourning the loss of her three children who died in a fire at their father's apartment on Thanksgiving Day. Jordan Feasby, the mother of 10-year-old Riley, 9-year-old Connor, and 7-year-old Elena, said, instead of going Christmas shopping, I'm going casket shopping. The fire happened at an apartment complex near 43rd Avenue and 52nd Street in Kenosha with flames breaking out around 10:30 p.m. And Fisby said the Thanksgiving morning with her children before they were dropped off at their father's apartment later that evening. She said, I couldn't process what I was hearing on the phone. They were just my whole world, and they were literally the brightest things that I ever had in my life. She describes the close bond to her children who were just 17 months apart. She said they were the three little amigos. The siblings were not only close, but each had their own unique spark, whether it was singing or making videos or playing on the playground. Feasby finds solace in the memories captured on camera, though she struggles with the pain of being left behind. She said it does bring you peace that they're all together. That way, none of them are alone. But it's also hard in a selfish sense for myself because I didn't want to get left behind.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Fonz say, I got three sons and two girls, but don't nobody owe my kids nothing. It's messed up because I raised two traditional girls, but the men don't know that. Social media ruined us. No, it didn't. You let it ruin them. They let it ruin them. Like, you don't have to take anything at face value on Facebook. Matter of fact, social media is the last place. I hear people, like, I have this student that goes on and on and on and on about how they hate the news. And I'm like, well, what news are you watching that you actually hate it? Like, you're conflating news, regular legacy news, you know, CBS, NBC, CNN, all that. You're conflating that with social media and stuff you, quote unquote, people say. Anybody can say, I'm a citizen journalist. No, you're not. You have no training in journalism. You haven't taken a journalism class. You haven't written stories. You haven't. I mean, like, come on. You haven't. And so reporting something or just showing it doesn't make you a journalist. Journalism is a profession where professional people sit up and write stories using the inverted pyramid. It's kind of simple, but it's not simple because you have to write it in a way where it's not biased. And social media is this exact opposite of that. Social media allows you to be biased, and you only tell the story that you want to tell. So you get to make up the narrative if you want to. You get to lie if you want to. But people seem to think that because they saw it on social media, it's true. And it's not. It's not. So I don't know. I kind of give up on it. I take nothing I read on social media at face value. Southside Frank said, set 13 snares after busting a move in the cold mug. Keep them crossed for my first cat, your friend. I don't understand what that says. I don't understand what that means. Like, read that and go, who? Huh? I have no idea what that said. Oh, about hunting. Okay. Yeah, I don't hunt. I said that last week. Y'all find that guy up in what, Fond du Lac County that got shot? Meh. And they think it was self-inflicted? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Reginald said missed an hour in action due to the itis. I don't know what that means. That means you're in the bathroom for an hour? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Y'all on snow removal talks, that's the extent of my interaction with snow removal, just talking about it. You don't do snow? Cherie said you need a whole new setup in the bathroom after a certain age. That is true. But is it I almost asked a question about what the setup was. I'm done. But don't it depend on what you're doing too? I mean, y'all going to get like one of the, you know, the worst toilet seat I ever had in my entire life was one of those soft ones. Right? One of those soft ones, like a cushioned toilet seat. That's just gross. But a cushioned toilet seat, first of all, it's hard to clean. And if it tears, what you going to do, scratch your thighs or scratch? I'm done. It just kind of throws me for a loop. I don't really get it. Some things in life just gotta get over it. I'm upset because I got a text on Sunday. You know, I wait for my text on Sunday. You know, with the day before, your trash will get picked up tomorrow. So I'm like, bet I'm gonna get it. I shoveled the apron around my garage. I got a 2-car garage, so I had to. The snowplow came up, piled it up like maybe 3 feet in front of my door so I couldn't get out because I got a low car, so I had to push all that crap out. Move all that stuff out of the way. So I finally shoveled it out the way, got it out, put my garbage can out. My garbage can's full because I forgot to put it out last week. So I thought I'd put out this week. And then they skipped this week. So I missed last week. So I got like 2.5 weeks of garbage that's been sitting outside and it hasn't got picked up yet. So I decided we're not going to eat or throw anything away at my house till next week. They canceled garbage and recycling pickup for Monday. And I'm like, so what am I supposed to do? Take my cart, put on back of a truck and take it to the dump? And then they say, well, the dump's closed too. And I'm like, what? What do you mean closed? So I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, DJ Brother Z, can I just put my garbage in somebody else's? Like, theirs are open. Like, they ain't got gas, they ain't got garbage in, so.
I may have done that this morning on accident.
Yeah. How you on accident go to somebody else's house and put your garbage in there?
Well, because I didn't, like, walk there. All of the garbages are lined up in the back together because I live in an apartment. So they're all lined up together. So I don't know whose is who. I just put it in an open one.
Wow.
I didn't know that there was assigned ones, but I guess it makes sense because somebody decided to write their, like, house address.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Sharpie on it. But like, I don't know which one's mine.
Well, you know the city does that. The city will write your, like, I got a new garbage can after complaining and going to my alderman and all that. So they brought me a garbage can, but they put my house address on it. JS Online has an article that says, in Milwaukee, you are not allowed to throw anything away in someone else's garbage can without permission. City Ordinance 79-5.2 says, no person except the owners or occupants serviced by a non-portable container may place any hazardous substance, liquid waste, litter, recyclable material, or solid waste into that container without the owner's or occupant's permission. So here's my question. How you gonna? So does the city enforce rules against using other people's garbage bins? No. Department of Public Works spokesperson Tiffany Shepard said the city doesn't enforce it. Instead, she said it would be a civil matter, which means it's a private issue between neighbors. She added, if a resident is having an issue with their cart being used, they could secure their cart and only set them out on collection day. That's what I do. So when will the city do something about it? When it's littering or illegal? No, they don't. Sandra called in for, what, 5 years? And then finally got something taken care of? Litter on private property can be reported to the Department of Neighborhood Services. City-owned streets, alleys, vacant lots, and litter is handled by the Department of Public Works. What? That's dumb. That one guy, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's going on?
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Ken.
Did I see and hear you was working like 22 hours?
Well, I think I lost track of time, so I think now it's more like 30 hours.
I can imagine.
So,
wow.
Good money.
But you're getting paid,
though,
right?
Tomorrow again. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I work tomorrow again at 4 a.m. We're going to get another dusting of snow. So, but it should be a lot easier. It'll be just salt, a salt run, I think, which is, you know, nice. I get to stay in the truck. Also, shout out to all the plow drivers and the sidewalk crews. You know, a lot of people don't think about them, but they're very important to our society.
Why is that?
Well, someone's going to clear out the streets, right?
Yeah, but you get paid, right?
On highways.
Don't you get paid?
Well, yeah, we get paid, okay. but it's not an easy job. And being a plow driver, that's a skill. A lot of people don't have the head for that. There's actually a shortage, too.
I think if one person can learn it, somebody else can learn it.
But not everyone's built for it. It's a tough job, Dr. Ken.
I'm not saying it's not tough.
Not a lot of people can endure the fatigue that comes with this job, especially if you're on sidewalks. Sidewalk is pretty tough, but also doing both oh my God, it's so tiring doing both.
Oh, but that's what you chose. Isn't that what you chose?
It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I was listening to Christmas music the whole time I was doing it. I think it was last night at 3 a.m. there was thunder during that storm.
Yeah.
And I got to see that while playing Christmas music, and I was outside at a pet hospital, at a animal hospital, and mm-hmm. I was doing their sidewalks and got to hear that. It was very beautiful being out at night. But nonetheless, after like 20 hours of it, you kind of get kind of tired, you know, because, you know, not so often we get like a 12 feet of snow. But most of the time it's nice. It's fine. So, you know, you got your tough times too.
That is true.
But yeah, shout out to all those workers doing their best. Not an easy job.
No, it's not. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
All right.
I think your show should be longer.
Okay.
Thanks.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Thanks for all those callers who called in. LT say you get a bidet. You ever used a bidet? It's a toilet that's a French toilet. And it has heated seats, temperature control, pulse control. And you push the button and it puts water on your behind to clean it instead of you wiping it. And then it has a heater or blower to dry it. So you could just sit there and like 5-10 minutes later, bet, you're done. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's snowing, y'all. It has started to snow. And I keep saying this. Nor'easter, right? They got this nor'easter breaking news. I'm like, what is that? Nor'easter is a strong low-pressure storm system developing off the Atlantic coast. So now they're starting to cancel flights all the way back through to the Midwest. So people are not getting where they need to go. And right when you thought you were good, it's starting to snow again. So it's a strong low-pressure storm system that develops off the Atlantic coast of North America, bringing heavy rain or snow, strong winds, and coastal flooding. Yep. And that's why I live in the Midwest. So I don't have to bother with that nonsense. Makes no sense. I'm not doing it. Ann said, I would like to recommend a unique holiday song. Well, let's check. All right, let me check. I'm checking the song now. Checking it out. So we gonna check. So Ann said, check out this Christmas song.
Each and every face, come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place.
So what you think? I knew that was coming. Clearly a cultural song. It's not too bad. I gotta be in the mood. She said a white guy sings it. Okay, first of all, Ann, I don't know how old you are, but I know who Kenny Loggins is from Loggins and Messina. So, like, do you know who Kenny Loggins is? Loggins and Messina were a pretty that was when, you know, you grow up and you go through your white music phase. I guess black kids go through black music phase. I don't know. So, I guess. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. We went out, we ate. Nobody wants to cook anymore. So we just went to the restaurant and ate and yak, yak, yak.
What restaurant was open?
I don't know. It's called something. It's on the south side. Eat out, cook out, or something. Yeah. And it was open. That was about the only, my sister said that was the only one she could find open. And so
really?
We went there, and then it turned out good, yeah. And then we went home, and now we're going to party this weekend, too. We're going to enjoy ourselves again. So it's all set up. We got a good setup going on.
Okay.
How was yours?
It was good.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot to tell you happy Thanksgiving, too, because I was so busy just getting it. You know how I do. I kind of like go on and on and on, like a run-on sentence.
You,
I was just forgetting it.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
You was kind of, you know, you was on something last week.
I do that all the time. It's just that, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It don't be you. It just be because I look at a lot of stuff that's going on, and then I get frustrated. Then I say, well, pretty soon there won't be nothing we could do. We're just going to have to bite the bullet.
Because stuff seems like it's just moving in the wrong direction. I don't know what you mean by bite the bullet and wrong direction.
Yeah, well, I'm just reading all this stuff, and I had picked up a paper. Well, out there where my daughter is in Menominee Falls, it was a conservative paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started reading this paper, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, they talk about the same old junk. We need to cut the government.
Democrats.
We need to go to work and
Democrats,
have their own business.
Democrats do the same thing.
Well, they all do the same thing, but the thing is, they're wrong. They all got a job, and we're paying them. So
right.
Apparently, you must be working. So they tell that big lie. I don't like the lie. And they make it look like everybody don't want to work. We don't want our own stuff. We want everybody else's stuff. That's not true. People want to work, and they want to have money. But you might have some robbers or crooks, but I think stuff is over, like your purses, people that make the stuff. It's overly whatever, the actresses, the diamonds, the this and that.
Right.
If people got out of that kind of stuff, they wouldn't act the way they do. And they can make money off of it, see? And that's the problem. They make money off of it. But anyways, you were saying about shoveling snow, women shoveling snow, and I shovel snow. How about that?
But aren't you the only one there?
I got a little dog. I got another son left.
So your dog gonna do the snow too?
She might as well, cause she's the one get me up through the night. So about time I get up with her, I just shovel a little bit. By the time I finish, it's not that much down there, you know. So she's shoveling. She gets me up, so that makes me do it. But I didn't mind it, cause that's how we made our little change in the day. And, you know, our parents didn't give us money. You know, I think my daddy gave us a dollar a week in a ice cream sandwich.
A dollar?
So that's how we made our little change. Yeah.
Wow. Were you a daddy's
and
girl?
An ice cream sandwich.
Were you a daddy's girl?
Well, no, because we really didn't get a chance to be. Because he was, you know, he was working 16 hours a day. My mom didn't have to work. So he was always, but we were on Sundays because we had to go to church. So he took us to church. He took us to picnics. He took us to a lot of stuff that he could. But no, I that's how I made my little dollar, shoveling snow.
All right. Well, be careful today because it's starting to snow again.
Yeah, I see it. I just come from out there. My little doggy wants to go outside. It's out there again. I made her a little path where she can run around. So I'm good.
All right.
So you be careful, too, driving home and all the good stuff. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Couple stories from, one from JS Online, that Milwaukee had its snowiest November in 50 years. That's according to data from the National Weather Service. Cameron Miller, meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Milwaukee, Sullivan, said November's total snowfall for Milwaukee's General Mitchell, the only location with long-term historical climate data. Climate data? You mean weather, pumpkin head. Anyway, 8.7 inches. Last time logged nearly that much was in 1975 with 8.4 inches. In comparison to most recent years, November had 3.1. So, more than twice, almost three times the amount of snow. 2023, we had a whole 1.1. 2024, 3.1. And now we got 8.7. So that's kind of... Of course, other locations, Racine had 15.3 inches of snow. Woo, Lord. Right when I think it'd be nice to move to Racine, Kenosha. Nope. I'm staying right here. Right here. Interesting. 833-212-1017 is the number. I have switched cars for the winter. I don't drive the same car in the winter because I don't like to drive certain cars in the winter because, you know, y'all don't know how to drive. And when y'all don't know how to drive, y'all tear stuff up. So what I do is I switch cars. Well, switching cars is fine, but with winter being here, there's a story on TMJ4.com that says, do you have an emergency car kit? Like, do you keep stuff in your trunk in case something happens? Like, and if you do, like what? What if you're driving from God knows where to God knows where and it starts snowing and you got to pull off the road and what do you do? You got to stay warm, so you need blankets, a scarf, hat, gloves, extra, not what you already got. Jumper cables, maybe a shovel, because you get snowed in, and then you got to get out, then you can't get out. And I drive a really, really, really light car. So I'm almost inclined to put, like, salt in my trunk, like 250-pound bags of salt.
Or you could use cat litter.
Or cat litter. For what, on the snow or in your car?
Well, like you could keep it in your car
right.
For traction and stuff.
Yeah, that might work.
Like
yeah.
You can get out and put it on the ground or whatever.
Good point. Very good point. Look at DJ Brother Z. So, Wisconsin DOT recommends the following items. Blankets, warm clothes, flashlight, extra batteries, first aid kit, booster cables, windshield brush and scraper. So here's my question, and I heard it from somewhere. I don't know if I heard it on Tory's show or I heard it on... Sherwin, like, why don't they make window brushes haven't evolved in the entire time I've been alive? I got an ice scraper. And I got a brush. And the brush usually doesn't do anywhere near the work that it can. But I guess you'd end up damaging your car if you had something a little more abrasive. So, eh, oh well. You need a brush and a scraper, probably one or two, heavy duty. Drinking water, and high-calorie, non-perishable foods like trail mix, can't eat it. Protein bars, can't eat it. They got nuts in them. Maybe I'll get some grapes or something. I don't know. Sand or cat litter for traction. DJ Brother Z was on it. And a cell phone adapter and charger. I would say a cell phone adapter, charger, and a battery. So when your car battery goes out, you need that extra portable battery you can carry. Now, one thing I learned going on a flight is that those batteries get hot when you fly, and that's why they don't want you to, like, carry them and have them on your – and it got fat. It was a thin battery, and it got fat. And I was like, oh, that's what happens when you fly with a battery that you're not supposed to have. And I kind of stuck it in my bag, and it made it through customs. It made it through TSA. So I was like, well, I guess it must be okay. It made it through TSA, and if it made it through TSA, it was good for them. May as well be good for me. So I guess everything worked out. I landed. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Don't go away. Denise Thomas and I will be here for Truth Unfiltered coming up at 6 o'clock. So make sure you hang out and hang around. You get 4 hours of nonstop rattling from me. So make sure you hang out. Make sure you remember to stream. You can always watch us live on 1017thetruth.com. Just download the Truth app at the App Store or Google Play Store, and we'll have a good time. Thank you. Appreciate you. God bless. Glad everybody made it through the holiday. It's going to be snowing again, so please be careful going home, going out. Check on your family. Check on your neighbors. DJ Brother Z, appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.